This is an eavesdropping conversation. I'm Juliet Fraser, and today my guest is Maria Portugal. Welcome, Maria. It's so nice to speak to you.
Thank you, Juliet. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
I wonder if you could give us a bit of an introduction to yourself as an artist. How do you describe the sort of musician that you are and the sort of music that you make?
It's always a hard task. I think it's a good start to start where we come from. I come from Brazil, more specifically from São Paulo, which has, well, Brazil, needless to say, is a country, really powerful musical culture. And São Paulo specifically is a huge city with 20 million people almost, and also a lot of cultural life and very diverse. Yeah, the melting pot of different cultures and also from different regions from Brazil, because there are many people who come from other Brazilian regions to São Paulo. So you find there kind of a microcosmos of what you have. Of course, not everything, because Brazil is so big and there's so many different cultures within the same country. But in São Paulo, you can get a glimpse also of the culture from northeast, from north, from south, you know. So it's a very interesting city to be raised as a musician. And I started really early studying piano, then drums, and started my career really early, actually, as a musician, as a side musician, but also as a composer for soundtracks, for dance, theater, video, and now movies. And I lived all my life in São Paulo, and then I was invited to MERS Festival to do a residency in 2020. And since then, I'm based in Germany.
You're living in Berlin at the moment, but in fact, you're speaking to us from São Paulo?
I'm speaking from Rio, but at the moment, I'm in between Cologne and Berlin.
Mm-hmm. And in your bio, I think you describe yourself as a drummer, singer, producer, and composer. So that sums up the sort of areas of your work at the moment.
Yeah. Since the beginning, I was working playing drums with other artists and also in my personal bands. But also, I was always working with soundtrack production, and then I produced some albums and I produced my own album. This is really an important part of my music making, in my perspective. I really can't split my composer side of my producer side and my instrumentalist side. You know, it's really everything kind of connected.
And I think I discovered your work through your album, Erosão, and that has all of those facets of your work in it. So we hear you playing drums, of course, but also singing and producing and collaborating with other artists too.
Yeah, exactly. I think Erosão, this was my first solo personal project, because of course I always had bands and I consider also my bands personal projects, but it was like in that case was something really specific that I wanted to do. And it was the work that I finally got to put everything together that I was doing. So I was composing songs, I was improvising as a drummer, and I was producing, and I was already, also producing soundtracks. And in Erosão, I kind of put everything together in one thing and in one creative process.
It's such a beautiful album. I still listen to it. I've been listening to it for years now. I really love it.
Thank you. Very happy to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit more about, was there music in the house? Were your parents playing music? Or how was it when you were a child? I mean, you've talked about the scene a bit in Sao Paulo, but were there other musicians in your family? Or what was the exposure there when you were very small?
Yeah, well, in my mom's side, there are no professional musicians. But on the other hand, everybody plays guitar and can sing. So my Christmas Eve, for example, were filled with music all the time. Everybody was, at a certain moment, my grandma was going to go to the guitar and play her tunes that she always played and always sang. Everybody sang together, and then my uncle, and then my aunt, and then my mom. So there was always a guitar there, an acoustic guitar, which is actually something really Brazilian. The importance of the acoustic guitar in domestic environments here is really huge, you know. Yeah, so from my mom's side, this was really strong from the whole family. And from my dad's side, not so much, but my dad was always connected to music, really, really a music lover. And they got me to see a bunch of great things, you know. They took me to listen to many different music from abroad and also from Brazil. Yeah, my first musical background is definitely familiar.
Do you actually use the label free improvisation to describe your work, or is that just a label that comes up through Apple Music?
I use it a lot because I think it's convenient.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's accurate.
Interesting.
You know? And this happens a lot with music, actually. I think it, in music, it's really easy to mislabel a style for a tool. So for me, free improvisation is a compositional tool. As you have many others, as you have dodecaphonism or serialism, as you have, you know. For me, it's just another tool of making music. And of course, the tool defines more or less how your music will be.
Yeah.
But if you get the same tool and you give to two different musicians from different backgrounds, it's going to be completely different. The tool don't really define. It gives you a certain ways of making music. So free improvisation can be everything, actually. Yeah. I mean, it can't be everything because it leads you to certain points that only free improvisation can lead you to. As composition also, like a written composition, can also lead you to different places that only written composition can lead you to, you know. So answering your question, like yes and no, I use it because when I say free improvisation, people understand what I'm talking about and people understand a certain framing of music that they connect more or less to free jazz or to classical music from 20th century, maybe something like that. Or they can't understand, but at the same time, they understand what improvisation means.
Yes.
So improvisation is a very common concept, even for people who are not musicians. They understand more or less what's improvisation, what is it. I use it a lot, but I don't think it really defines what I do, you know?
I'm wondering as you speak if, well, I think you really said this, but it sort of describes the process, but it doesn't really describe an aesthetic or it doesn't really describe a sound, or I suppose it sort of describes a tradition, but it seems so broad now.
Yeah, I think it shouldn't maybe, but it inevitably it is because of course it's a tool used in a certain cultural environment, you know, and not in others. Because I think this doesn't make any sense to use this term to talk about African music, for example.
Sure.
Or even Brazilian music. Because in Brazilian music, there is improvisation all the time. But we don't call it improvisation or even free improvisation or improvisation because it's another language and it's another way of using improvisation. But maybe you could call free improvisation if you go strict, you know, like what is free improvisation? Get together and play. So like that's what Brazilians always did, you know, since the beginning. So get together and see what happens and play together. You know, that's African culture and Afro-Brazilian musical culture is a lot about it. You know? So. Yeah, it's specific to a certain environment. Needless to say, like in my context that I'm now, of course, European music, but also like I think it has strong roots in Black American music. So I think it's also nice to trace. And then when you trace and you get to see like the past, then it's easier to understand the music, you know. So it's in the end, it's all about context, I think.
I'd love to know more about your work with film because that's something that I only discovered recently. And you've just released, I think, the soundtrack to the film 1976, which was released last year. Tell me more about that side of your work and about how it is to work in that scene with filmmakers and how your process works, perhaps.
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting thing to do. I really enjoy working with directors, with movie directors, but also with theater directors and dance directors as well, choreographers. It's completely different from what I do as a instrumentalist, improvising. Mm. I think there's also a lot of improvisation there. It's much closer to written composition than to actually improvisation. So it's a really different job. And I like it. I like that I do music in different ways, you know, that I can improvise it one night and in the other night I'm writing something or programming something in the computer, doing something like that, you know. It's really interesting.
And you talked about programming just then and in the context of computers actually, but I know that you program a series. I don't know if you call it a series, but sound trips, which is, you describe it as a forum. I love that. So yeah, tell me more about that.
Soundtrips is a really interesting program in Nordrhein-Westfalen in Germany. I'm pretty new in the program, actually. Yeah. I think it's 10 years old now, or it's going to be 10 years old this year, something like that. And it was founded, if I'm not mistaken, it was founded by Gunda Gottschalk, Erhard Hirt, Martin Blume, I think. I don't know actually like the first ones, but definitely Gunda. And it's a very interesting and different concept because it's a series which connects different and small venues within Nordrhein-Westfalen. And then these venues and these musicians actually which are based in each of these cities join forces and then make a circuit, which actually is something super difficult to do with free improvisation ensembles or solos. It's hard to book a full tour of 10 or 12, even sometimes it's like 12 cities. So it's a possibility that these musicians have to play every day, each day in a different city. And then it's super interesting because there is a development which happens inevitably. Because if you improvise with the same person, but in different environments, because each concert has local guests from the region. So inevitably, you're going to grow or you're going to at least go to someplace else with this group or this duo, this trio, or your solo. So I think it's an amazing program.
So much of your work is collaborative, isn't it? When I was looking at your website, so many of your projects are little groups of ensembles or people that you've been working with for some time.
Yeah, super. I always worked collaboratively since the beginning of my life as a musician. And free improvisation, I mean, at least for me, I'm going to do a solo at eavesdropping, but it's not something so natural. I don't like this word, but I think since I began as a pop drummer, for me it's really comforting to play with other musicians, you know, all the time. So now I'm starting to develop a solo and like a structure of a solo. Now, like, I did many solo concerts, but now, this is the solo that I'm going to show at Café Otto at Eavesdropping. Now I have something structured and, you know, I started developing, but it was actually pretty late. I started improvising more with dancers and then musicians, but always together with other people.
Mm. Perhaps you can try and tantalize our listeners a bit and give us a few ideas about what we might expect to hear from you at Eavesdropping.
Well, this solo, which I'm structuring the moment, is a solo which actually is another way of bringing to stage the research that I've been doing for some years now, which is to put together song and improvisation. So, like in the last few years, and Aerozone is a part of that. So the solo is actually another continuation of the Aerozone project, which resulted in my septet and resulted in my percussion trio and then resulted in my solo. It's actually like three phases or three ways of the same process which started with Aerozone. So that means that I'm going to mainly sing and play the drums, and that's all about. So I'm going to bring together these two things, and there are some structures but there's also many spots of improvisation or a lot of space for improvisation, but always like with the singing and with the song, kind of structuring the way of the solo, so to speak.
That sounds great. I can't wait to hear it.
Nice. Good.
Well, thanks so much, Maria, for talking with me and for telling us a bit about your story. And we look forward to hearing you the opening night of the festival, in fact. So Thursday, the 21st of March at Cafe Otto. Thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you, Juliet. It was a pleasure.
You have been listening to an eavesdropping conversation. Our new jingle was composed for us by Iza Otoya.